In the news, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Wednesday he will discuss a proposed humanitarian pause in Yemen during his talks in Saudi Arabia. A Saudi-led international coalition has been fighting Houthi rebels seeking to oust the Yemeni government. The Houthis have taken control of parts of Yemen. Hundreds of civilians have died in the conflict. Secretary Kerry also announced $68 million in new U.S. aid to Yemen. The State Department says the aid will support agencies providing food, water, shelter, and other assistance to 16 million people. The U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland, will ask the United States Justice Department to investigate the city's police department. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake says the investigation will look into police patterns and practices. She says investigators will try to learn if Baltimore police violate federal laws about searches and seizures. Last month, a 25-year-old black man died of a spinal cord injury he received in police detention. Freddie Gray's death led to peaceful protests and riots in the city. U.S. officials are trying to learn if there are any links between the Islamic State group and two gunmen who attacked a gathering in Garland, Texas, Sunday. A security guard was injured. Police killed both gunmen. Investigators looked at a Twitter account linked to one of the men, as well as electronic devices used by both. On Wednesday, officials said a message was posted on the Twitter account about 20 minutes before the shooting. The tweet said, "May Allah accept us as Mujahideen, or holy Muslim fighters." On Tuesday, the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. Police identified the gunman in the Garland attack as Elton Simpson, 31, and Nadir Sufi, 34. A court in Afghanistan has sentenced four men to death and jailed eight more for the beating death of a woman in March. A mob killed 27-year-old Farkunda in March after accusing her of burning a Quran. Wednesday morning, her mother asked a courtroom in Kabul to get justice for her daughter. Farkunda's violent death led to protests and demands for action. 30 civilians and 19 police officers were arrested and charged with either taking part in the attack or failing to stop it. Now, words in the news. Pause, noun, a temporary stop, a period of time in which something is stopped before it is started again. Pattern, noun, a repeated form or design, especially that is used to decorate something. Practice, noun, something that is done often or regularly. Account, noun, a plan in which a person uses the internet or email services of a particular company.